All right, we're back here on KSPT and Rock 103. Second quarter just starting, and it's third down and three for Connell. Johnson back to pass, throws it across the middle, and he's got a first down and more inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Again, his big tight end, Cade Clyde, just released. They threw him the ball 3 yards into the backfield. He carried it for about 10 or 12 more.
And I tell you what, the quarterback doing a great job of just one step and throwing it up high for the big tight end to get. And so far, he's 6-7, Chris. He was 5-6, 35 yards there in the first quarter, and now he just added his 6th completion. Very efficient and able to move the chain with these big throws.
Well, the Bulldogs, bend but not break plan is being tested here as it's first and just a little bit more than 10, outside, just outside the 10, and a hand up the middle. That one's Jacoby Tuttle. Tuttle gets inside the 10 just barely, but that's going to be a gain of about 2, maybe 3, so 2nd and 7 coming up. Connell can get a first down at about the 1-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like he got about 3 yards, Chris, there. So, yeah, not a whole lot happened off that right side, but he was able to pick his way through and get some positive yards.
So, 2nd down, 7. Connell, likely 4-down territory, one would imagine. Pitch to the near side to Tuttle. Tuttle tries to get outside, can't. Taken down at the 10. Nice tackle by the Bulldog on the far side there.
Lance Harrison.
Lance Harrison.
Yeah, I tell you what, the running back was not going to run around him. He lowered his head and shoulders, and he was. And I tell you what, Lance did a great job of just stopping him there. He looked like he might have even lost a yard on that play, Chris.
Yeah, he did not get back to the line of scrimmage. So it's outside the 10 again. So 3rd down, call it 8. Crowd firing up, trying to get this Bulldog defense. And we've got a timeout on the field. Connell calls it. We will keep it right here with 10:15 left in this first half. And the Bulldogs leading 7-0 and give you a scoring update. Avanos Restaurante bringing you this scoring update. Bulldog owned and operated for 30 years, a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. We've got the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show coming up. We'll give last week's Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game. And if you listened to the game or reviewed the game on our Rock 103 FM website, audio, probably know where we're going to be leaning after last week's contest. We'll have that. We'll have the Jalapeno stat page provided by our crack stat guy, Barry Burke, tonight, helping out in the booth with the stats. And we'll have some news and a little break from the field, and then second half of action.
There you go. A lot of stuff going on. I tell you, I love Friday night football here at the standpoint, Chris. It's the best part of the year for me, I must say. So.
It's pretty spectacular. Another great night here as the Bulldogs are looking to get another inside the 20 stop. They pretty much got it most of the week last week. Let's see if they can do it one more time. A stout red zone Bulldog defense deployed and ready. Connell out of the huddle and to the line. 3 wides, 1 back. One of the Tuttles right beside Johnson. He takes the snap and he drops. Look, throws. He's got a man. He's open and it's dropped.
Oh, that ball's going exactly right where it needs to be, Chris. Is that, again, the big tight end, 86, just releases from the inside, and it basically will flag the batter out to the corner of the end zone. The ball well thrown, and he's just unable to handle the ball. It would have been a touchdown for Connell.
Was closely guarded over there for the Bulldogs.
Christopherson.
Yeah, on the coverage. So maybe they're going to try a field goal here. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is no good. He missed it to the left. So the stout red zone defense strikes again for the Bulldogs, who hold on to their 7-0 lead and will take over on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I tell you, again, great job by the Bulldog defense. Just giving up some yardage here to Connell so far through the first quarter and a half, but still pitching a shutout on the scoreboard. Yeah, 11 rushes, 28 yards. Barry just let us know. But, able to move the football and down the field and put themselves in a spot where they could put the points on the board, but coming up empty so far.
And off comes 2. Cox. Cox looking for running room, trying to get to the outside, then cut it back inside. He gets 5. Second down and 5 coming up.
Yeah, it's just off the left side there behind Connor Hutchins, Chris, and Jackson Breyer. They do a good job of giving Cox some room to run, and then he's able to pick up 6 yards.
So Pettit, getting the signals, takes the snap, hands it off to Cox again, to the left one more time, trying to get to the outside first down yardage, leans forward, and I think he might have it just enough, but there is a penalty flag right in the middle of the action. And I think that with the clapping going on the far side, we may have a hold against the Bulldogs. The official's still talking it over.
Yeah, it looks like one of the Bulldogs grabbed the jersey of a defensive lineman there who's trying to get out to the outside. And I can see the jersey stretch out away from the Connell defender's body, Chris. And and the referee was able to see that. If I can see it, he can move.
So we've got a 10-yard penalty against the Bulldogs. So instead of a first down on another 5-yard run, the Bulldogs get marked back inside the 20 to the 18. And that's going to be now second down and 12. Larson and Steelbar on the near side split out. Tag Benefield in the backfield for the Bulldogs. I'm assuming Christian Niemo on the far side pulls him away. Back to pass Pettit. Looking, going deep. He's looking for Niemo. He's got him. It's caught. Christian's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is not going to be caught. 82 yards. Strike. Pettit to Niemo. Bulldogs are up 13-0.
Yeah, Chris, I was just going to say, boy, we haven't heard Christian Niemela's name all night, and no balls thrown his way, and boy, the Bulldogs in that second and 12, and he's lined out to the far side, Chris, one-on-one, and he just blows by the corner. I tell you what a great throw. It hits him in stride, just ended his arms, and Christian does a great job of holding. It's a tough catch over your shoulders,
yeah.
And he did bobble there for a little bit, but he was able to steer it and take to the house. What a great play. What a great throw.
So Bulldogs strike 82 yards of lightning, and just like that, it is 14-0 Bulldogs. We'll take time out, and we'll be back after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. So if you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with Mobi Money included with your checking account only at P1FCU. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
So the Bulldogs strike after the defense holds. The offense takes 3 plays to go 80 yards and get a touchdown on the beautiful throw from Jackson Pettit to a streaking Christian Niemela. Bulldogs now get set to bring us the ensuing kickoff. Dylan Peterson sets his ticket deep. He does, and kicks it very deep. It's going to be taken down inside the 5 by Francois. Francois looking for room to run. He's not finding any. He's taken out inside the 15, knocked down at the 13. What a great kick and kick coverage by this Bulldog special team squad.
Boy, yeah, Dylan Peterson gets a hold of that one. What a beautiful high kick. He allows his cover team to get down the field. And I tell you what, a lot of Bulldogs giving him some high fives there on that sideline. But what a great job right there. Perfect kick to the corner, Chris, by Dylan Peterson.
And Sam Puckett with the tackle. We talked about Sam in the pregame with Coach Knowles and the job he did last week against a much larger UI offensive line and how awesome he was. So here comes Connell now. All the way back inside their 20. And if they'll give him the 15 as the forward progress, head off the tunnel. And tunnel is, well, he's destroyed by Keith Jensen. And no gain on the play.
I tell you, Keith Jensen, just a handful, you know, Chris, he's getting better and better every week. And he's able to beat his guy just off the snap and just able to slant to the left and gets right to their running back for a nice back for
well, he lost. Grabs him and slung him down. In the NFL, that would have been a penalty.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was nothing he could do. He's just so much bigger than Tuttle. He just grabbed him, and Tuttle's feet went whoop, down he went. So second down and 11, they say it's a loss of one on the play. And the Bulldogs really getting fired up here. Back to pass, quick slot. Pass out in the slot. This one goes nowhere. It's tackled down at the 11-yard line. So right now, Connell going backwards, facing a third down and 13 after another loss of two.
Yeah, this is poorly thrown football, Chris. Out to the inside, you know, number 27, Elijah Larson, you know, giving him some space out to that right side. And, you know, the ball thrown out there, you know, he could have been at least still 4 or 5 yards gain on the play. But it's throwing low, and Elijah Larson able to recover. And Slew Bulldogs there to make tackle.
So third and long now for Connell, and it's danger time for the Eagles. Because if they punt it from here, the Bulldogs should get good field position, but you need to stop on third down. Johnson rolling, throwing as he's hit as he throws by Tag Benefield, ball incomplete. And right now it's punting time for the Eagles.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, just not a good series with Connell offense, Chris. The Bulldogs here just tightening things up a little bit on that defensive side. And you know, I tell you, you know, Tag Benefield does a good job. Once the quarterback leaves the pocket, he just goes.
Beeline, I think, is the word you would use.
Yeah, he just tracks him down and forces the quarterback to make a really poor throw out to the outside. But great job right there by the Bulldogs.
So Christian Niemela standing on the Connell 40. The kick is a high one. It's short. It's not going to be fielded, and it's going to avoid everyone somehow. And actually gets a great Connell roll out across midfield. But the Bulldogs will take over at the 48. 7:19 left here in this first half of play. Bulldogs up 14-0. Looking for more on Connell. And this scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, a proudly supporting the Bulldogs since 1979. They rent everything under the sun. And if you stop in, say you heard it on Bulldog Football.
Yeah, I sure appreciate that.
I know I would.
Absolutely.
I've had to go down and visit McDonald's from time to time. Rent a machine.
Anytime.
Do some work on the roof of Berry Depot.
It's almost time to rent the lawn core machine. Unfortunately. Here we go. Hand up the middle. Cost. Big hole. About six. Running right behind his offensive line. And he's got, let's say five. So second and five coming up as he gets across midfield down to the 47. So second down, and the Bulldogs on first down have been running for an average of just about 5 yards. Makes that second down play call a lot easier, doesn't it, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Marcus Anderson and Jake Stewart that time off that right side hope to do a great job of giving Garrett Cox some running room. And hey, second and five, great spot to be.
Another hand off to Cox up the middle. This time he's going to be knocked down, a little shy of the first down. Gain of three, third and two coming up for Cox and the Bulldog offense. Clock rolling, 6:30 left here in a smartly played and moving. We've had, a couple penalties in this one so far. So a real nice home opener so far for the Bulldogs. We lead it 14-0. Another hand off to Cox. Cox on the far side, and he breaks it into the secondary. He makes a man miss, but slips at the 29-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of 14 and a Bulldog first down.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chris, he keeps that going to the outside. He's going to get another 15 or 20 yards. He's going to run out of real estate to the outside, but he tried to cut it back inside, but that's where all the defender was. You know, Connell's showing some speed in their defensive, their linebacker and secondary. They're able to track down Cox. So
headed back to pass on first down, going deep again, and it is going to be caught for a touchdown by Elijah Larson, and we had to wait to see who came up with the ball because it looked like it should have been intercepted, and Larson went up and stole it from the Connell defender. So I guess you can take away the one that he dropped for an easy touchdown because that was a degree of difficulty 12.
Boy, I thought the ball was still overthrown outside of the reach there, but Jackson puts it out there and allows, Elijah Larson's a really athletic kid.
Yes, he is.
He has some problems with drops, but The kid's a heck of an athlete, and that time he shows just what kind of athlete he is. He surprises all of us. We don't know what's going on, and he comes down with a spectacular catch for a touchdown.
I tell you what, I expected a Connell player to come away with it the way they look, but it's Larson, and it's 21-0 Bulldogs. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103 after this.
If you're looking for an affordable, incredible family vacation, there's no more majestic, magical, adventuresome country anywhere like the great Western United States. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. We're Shiloh proud to still be offering four-star accommodations at affordable two-star prices where you can enjoy deluxe smoke-free suites, spacious pools, spas, steam and sauna rooms, and fully equipped fitness centers. Enjoy it all, from free Wi-Fi in every room to a free continental breakfast or full hot delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns. And unlike the big hotel chains, there are no hidden fees. Even the kids stay free. And Shiloh Inns are dog friendly for your best friend. For reservations, call 800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Well, the Bulldogs are firing at all cylinders here in the second quarter as they lead it now. 5:49 left, 21-0. Two long passes from Jackson Pettit, one to Christian Diemelo, one to Elijah Larson with a spectacular catch. And Dylan Peterson kicking it off again, and it's taken by Francois to 7. A little bit of a seam. He breaks a tackle, still on his feet at the 20, 25, spins, and going to get across the 25, maybe the 26, and that's where Connell will take over. And if you're one of the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 27 Connell fans on the far sideline, you're hoping for an extended drive here to stop this Bulldog juggernaut.
Yeah, I tell you what, the last series didn't go all that well for him. You know, get the Bulldogs the ball to, you know, about 52 yards to get to the end zone, and that short yardage plays right in the Bulldogs' hands, and they were able to put the points on there really quickly.
So Johnston hands off, settle up the middle, gets nothing. Second down and 10 coming up. Might be a little shocked on who came up from the Bulldogs on the pile with the tackle there on number 40, Jacoby Tuttle. Looked like Tag Benefield.
Well, yeah, he's just off to a spectacular start this year, Chris. You know, I like what Coach Knoll said after the game last week. It seems like he's
in the huddle.
Yeah, he's in the huddle. He already knows where the play's going. It's, again, all the time he's put in studying this football game.
Second and 10, Johnson throws it into the slot. It's behind his intended receiver and incomplete. So now, just like that, already down 21-0, the Eagles, who are having their wings clipped by the Bulldogs tonight so far, face a third and 10. Players on the sideline trying to get the crowd fired up. Doesn't take much because this Bulldog crowd is loud, proud, strong tonight for the home opener. 21-0. Bulldogs, third down 10. Connell, Johnson back to pass. Throws a long one. He's got a man, but he's incomplete. Trying to get it to his wide receiver that time, Isaac Van Ness. And Van Ness couldn't come up with it. Of course, he's listed as a tight end and a line defensive end. Connell is last. 4:53 left, and it is punting time. And, Jay, you have a decision from our stat guy?
Our stat guy's, the last seven plays for Connell is 6 yards. So, tell you what, the Bulldogs doing a great job of just basically giving up no yards. Giving up 6 on 7 plays.
A punt is coming deep, and Garrett Cox is back to receive it, but it's going to roll and come down at the 33-yard line. So the Bulldog offense will be back on the field at the 33. And what can Mr. Theobar dial up this time for the Bulldog offense? So far, almost everything they've tried has met with a rousing success at this one.
The only one was the drop ball by Elijah Larson, everything's dialed up perfect. He's calling a great game tonight. Jackson Pettit putting the ball where it needs to be, and guys are making plays. And our running game is steady. They're able to move the ball on the ground. There's a great job of just mixing the run and the pass.
was your execute. So standpoint with it, 33-yard line, three wide, hand off to Cox. Cox with room. Cox inside at the 40. Cox knocked at the 45. That's a gain of 12. That's a Bulldog first down. And the Bulldogs are dominating this Eagle team.
Yeah, you know, again, behind Jake Sir and Marcus Anderson off that right side, Chris, and Cox is able, he gets into the hole, Chris, and then again, just uses vision and just runs north and south and is able to pick up a big yardage on that play.
Carnell has to call timeout because they have too many men on the field, so they don't want to give up five more. We'll take timeout, and we'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
For over 40 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has always looked for ways to make your life easier. And now Superdrug offers point-of-care testing. This means that you can walk in anytime for a strep or influenza test. Their pharmacist will perform the test, and you can walk out with a prescription and or over-the-counter needs in about 20 to 30 minutes. Caught early, these infections can be treated and complications can be avoided. Blood glucose and cholesterol testing is also available. Stop in today. Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. If you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
Welcome back here on KSBT and Rock 103. 4:29 left in this exciting first half. Exciting if you're a Bulldog fan, which if you're listening to this game, we assume you probably are. Hand off to Cox again. Cox, stutter steps, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, winds down, somehow turns a 3-yard gain into a 6-yard gain, and it's going to be second down and 4.
Yeah, again, how many times have we said, Chris, you know, it's going to take more than one guy to tackle Garrett Cox. He always seems to get away from that first tackler and then that initial contact and then keep his feet going. What a great run right there. Great effort.
So Tag Benefield takes his place in the backfield here on second down. Second down, 4. Pettit. Trips to his left. Back to pass. Looking, throwing. It's caught and dropped. Tough catch for Christian Niemela. It was a kind of highly thrown ball. Looked like he was going to have it for a moment, but couldn't hang on. So third down and 4.
Yeah, you know, it's still catchable, Chris. The ball's thrown a little high. He's able to get his hands on it. It would have been a great catch. That ball definitely needs to be thrown a little bit lower. You know, Chris did have his guy beat by a few yards there.
So third down, 4. See what the Bulldogs do here. Lehman comes in into the H-back spot from his slot position. Hand off to Benefield. Benefield breaks the tackle. Benefield to the 40. Tag Benefield to the 36. That is a gain of 13 and a Bulldog first down.
Yeah, Chris, again, going off that right side behind Duran Anderson. And what a great job of just opening a nice hole. And Tag had an easy work to do. He just gets the play going and gets it to the secondary and forces the free safety to come over and make the tackle.
Which is something the free safety does not want to do, frankly. So first and 10 Bulldogs. Back deep into Connell territory, just outside the 35 in their home. Reds looking smart, playing smart. Hand off the Benefield up the middle. He breaks the tackle at the 30. He's still on his feet at the 25. He's down to the 20. That's another 15. What do we got there? 17-yard carry for Benefield. 16, I guess, down. They mark it right at the 20.
Yeah, going behind Hutchins and Casey. That's thing, Chris. And our stat guy, you know, he's telling us, you know, we're averaging 14 yards per pass play, and they're averaging 6 yards per rush. So, these last two runs are definitely exceeding the 6 average.
Pass outside to Christian Niemela. Niemela inside the 15, down to about the 13. So, Bulldogs gained 7 on first down. 2:50 left in the first half. Dominated. Particularly here in the second quarter by Sandpoint, as they have moved the ball with efficiency, and Stone Connell's offense in this quarter almost entirely. Back to pass Pettit, looking, throwing. He's got a man open in the corner. It's another touchdown. Back Steelbar, the reception, the Bulldogs, 27-0 lead. with 2:25 left in the first half.
Oh, boy, what a great play call right there. That time, you know, we talked about that first game. You know, Max didn't get a whole lot of looks against those balls. The one pass where he shot a fumble, but the last 2 weeks they slowly worked him into the offense. And what a great route. And then a perfect throw by Jackson Fett in the end zone for another touchdown pass. Good to see him working in the getting the other receivers involved.
Yeah, no kidding. Extra point is up. It is good. We'll keep it right here on KSPT and Rock 103. Remind you that coming up, it's the Mountain West Bank halftime show. We will have the very happy Jalapeno stat page. We'll also be bringing you last week's Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game. And right now, Jay, we've got a host of candidates vying for tonight's honors.
I tell you what, I think the offensive line has just done a great job. And the defensive line, Chris, for that matter. The offensive line right now just able to give open up holes for the running backs and then and giving Jackson some time to throw the ball downfield. Anytime you're throwing the ball, 20, 30, 40 yards, it takes a little bit of time. And Jackson has been allowed that time to look downfield and make those big throws.
So Dylan Peterson ready to kick it away. Connell, a couple of guys back deep, a Tuttle and a Francois. And for Connell, they can't get to the locker room to try and figure something out here quick enough. So Peterson gets set to boot it. Tomorrow we've got Vandals football. Vandals, 2:00 kickoff, 1:00 pregame on KSPT as they take on Wyoming. And after last week's squeaker against the Division II squad, that might be a tough sled for the Vandals. Okay, kick taken inside the 5 by Francois, and he's knocked down by Cox at the 17-yard line. So the Bulldogs right now flexing their skills on all phases of the football.
And I tell you, the Bulldogs aren't real deep, Chris, and you hear Cox's name, on the defensive side. You hear his name on special teams. You hear him on offense running the ball, and you hear the same thing with Benefield and Lehman and Casey, and the Bulldogs aren't real deep, but I tell you what, these kids that are playing as much as they are, Chris, they come up with big plays, and there's a reason why they're on the field.
There's no doubt about that. So another delay handoff, this one to Tuttle, and he's, again, not going to get much. It took about 3 Bulldogs to finally wrestle him down, but a hard-earned 3 on the far side for number 40 for the Connell Eagles, Jacoby Tuttle.
That was one of their better plays here in the second quarter, Chris. And it looks like he got away from that first half. Chris, it looks like he's going to be stopped at about that 2 yards, but he's able to squirm out there to the right side and pick up 5. But real positive there for Connell Eagles.
So 2nd and 5, another screen pass thrown. This one caught, and it's not going to go very far. Stopped at the 20, and that's another completed pass for a loss. So back to the 20, a loss of almost 2. 3rd and 7 coming up, and Connell might want to put that wide receiver back backward pass screen in the old memory bank because the Bulldogs have that figured out.
Yeah, I think you look at the last couple games, Chris, and the Bulldogs gave up some big plays. The Hauser on those little quick passes, but Hauser's a special athlete.
Yes,
he's able to turn those little quick screens into 15, 20 yard gains. And if Connell did their scouting, they probably said, "Hey, that's a weakness for the Bulldogs," but they're defending a lot better today.
So. Now taking off and running with it is the quarterback, and he's going to get very close. I think he's got a first down. As one Bulldog had a handful of jersey, tried to pull him out of bounds, couldn't get it done. Johnston's jersey is a little tweaked, so he's going to run across the field and get it fixed. But for Connell, that's a first down, and fortunate for them that he got it, so they'll be able to probably at least run out this first half.
Yeah, Chris, and the quarterback's working awfully hard. He's running this way, and he's got to run all the way across the field to get the next play. You got to be in shape to be able to do that stuff.
So Connell with 4 wides this time, just 1 back, 57 seconds left. On their own 27-yard line back, they throw the slant. It's caught. It's going to be tackled immediately at the 35. Pass is caught for Connell by number 13, Josiah Tolson. But the Bulldogs will give up 5 yard slants the rest of this half.
Oh, absolutely. Tyler Lehman right there. He's playing that inside linebacker. He just sit there waiting for him to come on that slant. He ends up wrapping him up and catching after that 5 yard game.
So they actually gave him with forward progress about 6. So second and 4 coming up. Again, 4 wides, 1 back, tuttle right beside Johnson, the quarterback. Johnson back, looking, throwing in the flat again, and not much again. Short of a first down, I believe. And Connell's going to call timeout. And with 11 seconds left, pass complete to Josiah Folsom one more time. They mark him out at the 39, so he's going to be short by about half a yard. It's going to be third down and short. They're giving him the first down?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Boy, it looks like a little short of that, Chris. But Isaac Webb does a good job that time coming up and making a nice tackle in that outside linebacker spot. Unfortunately, he gets a generous spot there for that first down.
Well, we got one, maybe two plays left in this first half of action, and it's the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show here on KSPT. Mountain West, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, with 3 branches in our area, Pondre, Sandpoint, and Newport. Mountain West Bank, we love high school football, and we thank them for sponsoring the halftime show. Yokes for the pregame, Pierce Auto for the postgame, of course, Jalapenos, Sayers, and all the rest of our sponsors here on Bulldog Football. Sandpoint looking to go to 2-1 on the season.
We haven't said that in a couple years, have we, Chris?
Just about to try to go into the memory bank. It's been a while.
Yeah, I tell you, what a great start to the season, Chris. And, picking up a new offense with Fieldmore coming in and then coming out here. And, they put some points on the board, Chris. And they're doing it again tonight. Pretty exciting offense to watch.
So first and 10, Johnson back, looking, throws the screen, and it's dropped.
Boy, it was there too, Chris. Looks like he had some room to run. The Bulldogs a little bit fooled on there, but the quarterback getting some pressure. Made him throw a little bit sooner than he wanted to, and the ball comes up short. But pretty good play design. Looks like his running back with that.
The whole flow of the play went off to the wide side of the field. Quarterback rolling out, and he turns and he throws it back to the running back Tuttle on the near side with a blocker or two in front of him, and Tuttle just couldn't stick a fork in it, get the handle. It was a lowly thrown ball based on the pressure. And probably the final play of the half coming up. 8 seconds left. 2nd and 10. Johnson rolling, looking. Now he's going to try and throw it deep, and it is incomplete and out of bounds, and the first half is over. That's going to do it. Bulldogs rolling at halftime, 28-0. We'll be back with your Mountain West Bank Halftime Show after this on KSPT and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
Whether you want to take a break for lunch or wind down at the end of a long day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Need a banquet room for meetings, special events, or a birthday party? Jalapeno's has a perfect one waiting for you. To find out more, stop by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
For over 40 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has always looked for ways to make your life easier. And now Superdrug offers point-of-care testing. This means that you can walk in anytime for a strep or influenza test. Their pharmacist will perform the test, and you can walk out with a prescription and or over-the-counter needs in about 20 to 30 minutes. Caught early, these infections can be treated and complications can be avoided. Blood glucose and cholesterol testing is also available. Stop in today. Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Mountain West Bank Halftime Report, featuring the Jalapeno Stat Page, this week in Bulldog Sports, and last week's Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game.
And we're back. Marlowe Stadium, War Memorial Field, the site of a Bulldog beatdown through the first half. Sandpoint 28-0. This is the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show, and it's time for your Jalapeno Stat Page. For the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint, open 7 days a week. For lunch and dinner, it's jalapenos. And the stats compiled expertly by our stat man extraordinaire, Barry Burke, tonight. And, Jay, what do we got?
It's embarrassing. You left the room, Chris. Oh, hey, Chris, I tell you what, great start for the Sandpoint Bulldogs defense. You know, they gave 106 yards of offense here in the first half, Chris. 0 points, pitching the shutout. You know, the quarterback got up, Johnson got off to a great start.
Yeah.
And kicked him his first seven passes. But since then, it's cooled down. The Bulldogs bring a little bit more pressure. He ends up 10 of 17 for 67 yards through the air. And that rushing attack really non-existent, Chris. 15 rushes for 39 yards, just over 2.5 yards per carry. For the Bulldogs, it's completely a different story. I tell you what, Jackson Bennett, again, real efficient first two games. He's made the one mistake. But tonight, I tell you what, 10 of 14. Throwing some nice balls. He had one drop that would have been another six. But 10 of 14 for 181 yards, three touchdowns. The Bulldogs on the ground. It's a two-headed attack.
Yes,
right?
It is.
And I tell you what, you got Garrett Cox, 9 carries, 59 yards. And then you bring in the beast, in Zach Benefield. He threw the ball 4 times for 37 yards. So he averaged 9-10 yards per carry, Chris. And so 96 yards of rushing on the ground for a total of 277 in the first half. And I tell you what, that's some offense right there.
Yeah, and one of the things, I was noticing in that first half was, when the Bulldogs bring in Tag Benefield and run play action, Jackson Pettit could literally stand back there for an hour.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Not only are you, really freezing the defense, but then who's running through Tag Benefield to get to the quarterback?
No, and you're right. You always talk about the numbers and the quarterback. But again, and Garrett's doing a great job blocking, too, when he's out there. But, again, that offensive line is giving Jackson some time to look down the field and throw it. And, Jackson's proven, that he's very accurate. He has an above-average arm, Chris, and he's very accurate. He throws a nice ball, puts it in the right spots. And, I tell you, that's real impressive. I like the new look offense. I don't know what you think of the new look offense.
I think like is not strong enough of a word. I love the new look offense. I like the way that it, it's varied and they can go to a lot of different things. And, they really seem to be picking it up. And, let's face it, you got to take opponent into account a little bit here, 28 points in the first half. But you only play the people in front of you. And so far, the Bulldogs have been very impressive. And it'll be interesting to see what happens here in this second half coming up. We're going to step aside. We'll take a break for some news, some words from the studio. When we come back, we'll have last week's Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game for the game against U-High. Once again, Sandpoint up 28-0 at the half here on KSPT and Rock 103. That's KSPT in